You're listening to the World's Robert Crichton podcast. New audio freshly delivered every week, direct from me, Robert Crichton. If you like this audio, consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/Robert Crichton to help support my work. And now, your podcast. You're listening to The Other Day. A story from the other day about me, Robert Crichton, and my day. The other day, as opposed to today. It was definitely another day. The other day, in fact. Hence the title. The other day. That's what this is called. The other day. Yeah. The other day I was walking into the village for my usual pick-me-up of a cup of coffee, something to wake me up at the ungodly hour of 3 p.m. It took me a while to notice what it was that was wrong with the people of my village, beyond the usual. Everyone seemed to be holding a cabbage. Now, I have nothing against the humble cabbage beyond the disastrous effects it has on my diseased colon, but I found the idea of its sudden local ubiquity somewhat disturbing. Dog walkers do not, on the whole, require a cabbage to walk a dog. It wasn't even being used to play fetch with. As they passed me, the dog walker held the cabbage up in front of their face. "Good afternoon," the cabbage-occluded face pronounced. I stumbled a good afternoon back, unsure whether I should comment on the decorative vegetable or not. Anxiously, I decided not, which left me with a nearing pit of shame within. I didn't even realise that the vegetable in question was a cabbage for another 17 minutes. After passing a postman, the vicar, and a locally sourced tramp, I was still under the impression that I was looking at a lettuce. I am not, as many are not, an expert in the subtle art of cabbage-lettuce passing. Unlike some who can demarcate a cabbage at 100 paces like the most moribund of amateur chicken sexers, my skills at disambiguation are distinctly poor. If it's a cellophane shrink-wrapped ball that's a light green colour, I will go with lettuce. If it's a cellophane shrink-wrapped ball that's a dark green colour, then I will go with cabbage. If it's a cellophane shrink-wrapped ball that's a grey colour of any hue, then I will not stop to worry either way. In all three instances, I will not get involved. I suspect that my inability to identify the difference between the lettuce and the cabbage should be a sign of child abuse. Other people's parents cared enough to teach the art of cabbage signification to their children, possibly through a series of lessons, grades, and occasional punishments, equipping their offspring with the ability to distinguish a cabbage at will. My parents merely fed, clothed, and generally nurtured me. Bastards. I suspect also that if you distorted my sense of scale or distance, I would be further incapable of identifying the difference between a distant cabbage and a nearby Brussels sprout, but that might involve legal action from Graham Linehan. Again. Upon arrival at my local coffee shop, the staff member behind the counter, seeing me, immediately held her cabbage before her face. "Is that a lettuce?" I asked. She stood, cabbage shaking. In fury or terror, it was impossible to tell. I couldn't see her face. "Of course not," she said. "It's a cabbage." "Sorry," I said, and I explained at great length my difficulty with the vegetable in question. "You see what I mean?" I asked, upon completing my treatise. "Yes," she said. "No one wants to get sued by Graham Linehan." I was pleased she understood the Father Ted reference, thinking this might work as a routine later in life. "But where's your cabbage?" she asked. I said I didn't think I needed one. "But it's Midsummer Night's Eve, Eve's Eve. You don't want to be caught without a cabbage on Midsummer Night's Eve, Eve's Eve." "Why wouldn't I want to be caught without a cabbage on Midsummer Night's Eve, Eve's Eve?" I asked. No, she said. It's not Midsummer Night's Eve, Eve, Eve's Eve. It's Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve. I said Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve. No, you said Midsummer Night's Eve, Eve, Eve's Eve. When it's Midsummer Night's Eve's, 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 Eve's Eve. Oh, I said. Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve. Yes, Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve. Right, I said. So what happens on Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve? Oh, the green men inspect you to make sure you're holding a cabbage that will please the foliate spirits. Oh, I said, it's a folk ritual. What happens if I don't have a cabbage? Do they take a fine or play a prank? Oh, both, she said. They gouge your eyes out. Oh, I said. Don't worry, she said. It's a tradition round here, so it's all right. Oh, so they don't really gouge my eyes out? No, they do. It's just traditional, so it's all right. There's no stigma or anything. It's a bit of an honour, actually. And this is a tradition? Oh, yes, goes way back, whole years. I mean, it was first created by the Noble Guild of Greengrocers and Keycutters back in 2011. Some say it harkens back to a distant ritual from our dark pagan past. Some say the ghost of Satan bewitched the Noble Guild members with promises of eternal youth for carrying out his wishes. And some say it's simply a brutal means of ensuring that sales of a fairly disgusting vegetable are kept healthy after Brexit, but that's just a rumour. And they do this once a year? This ritual, yes, but there's a whole calendar of festal days. The third Wednesday after Lammastide is the Root Vegetable Festival, but that's much more fun. Why, what happens then? Then, if you don't carry around an amusingly shaped root vegetable, they chop your penis off. Right, I said. Well, that's only for the men, of course, whilst the women have All Hallows Afternoon, where we have to do inventive things with mango. At this point, she was cut off by the sound of jangling keys in the high street. They're coming, she gasped, raising her cabbage once more. Cover your face. I can't. I don't have a cabbage, I said. Could you hide me here? Well, hardly, she said. These are a militant guild of greengrocing keycutters. They can get into any house in the village if they want. Could you lend me a cabbage? This is a recommended quality tea shop. We don't sell cabbages here. You better try the corner shop. What about the greengrocers? On Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve? It's a slaughterhouse in there. With the sound of uncut keys rattling ominously in the background, I ran the short distance to the corner shop, conveniently situated in the middle of a row of buildings in the centre of town. Occasional screams made me duck behind parked cars or loitering horses. Do you have a cabbage? I cried as I burst through the door, almost tripping over the American tourist lying groaning on the threshold, a bloody towel pressed to their eyes. No, said the shopkeeper, from behind an orb of green. That green sphere was positively beautiful to me now. But they're coming, I cried. Well, I can't sell you a cabbage, but I can sell you this, the shopkeeper said, holding up a similar green orb. I can't use that, I said. It's your only chance, said the shopkeeper. I went to take it, but the shopkeeper kept the greenness of safety out of reach. That's £100, please. How much? Supply and demand, mate. We take bitcoins. The scream outside the door prompted me to stab my card into the machine with some haste. How does this work, then? I asked. Hold it as far from your face as you can. Oh, just add your PIN code, please. My transaction barely complete. I had scarcely a moment as the door burst open to hold the Brussels sprout I had just purchased at arm's length in front of my face between myself and the green men of the noble and ancient guild of greengrocers and keycutters that Midsummer Night's Eve, 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 Eve's Eve.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of a cabbage man.
I wanted to say that as a threatening call to strike terror into the hearts of the listener, the payoff needed work. The machetes did not.
Show us your greens, they cried,
also dipping slightly more towards bathos than pathos. But I wasn't going to argue. I was, after all, holding a Brussels sprout as a last line of defence. Tone was the least of my worries. Their attention was directed first at the shopkeeper as he hid behind his perfectly formed cabbage.
"Is this not a lettuce?" one of the green men cried.
"No, sirs," said the shopkeeper. "It is the finest and lushest of cabbages."
"Looks like a lettuce to me.
I run a shop of general goods and consumables. I have some training in the ancient arts of cabbage passing."
"That could be a double bluff."
"You want a fake cabbage?" the shopkeeper panicked. "Look no further than him."
And all cabbages turned to me. Stares long and penetrating examined my mighty Brussels sprout.
"Looks like a cabbage to me," said the leader, a one-eyed man whose limited depth perception appeared to be on my side. "It's not," said the shopkeeper. "It's a Brussels sprout. You just think it's a cabbage because it's close to you, while other cabbages are far away."
"You can't say things like that," said the leader.
"You'll get sued by Graham Linehan."
"Yeah," said the number two green man.
"My mother used to say, 'You will a lot,' and she lost the house."
"Legal action aside," said the shopkeeper, "it's a Brussels sprout held at arm's length. If one of you walk to the side of him, you'll be able to see that."
"I don't know about that," said the leader. "He could just turn the sprout."
"Not if you split up and went in two different directions."
And it was as the machete-wielding hordes of cabbage men rushed towards me, my sprout having failed to protect me. It was at this point I decided to ask for a refund. Well, I am half Scottish. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how I died.
You've been listening to an The Other Day story written and performed by Robert Crichton. Other stories of my grisly demise are available while stocks last. To support this and other podcasts from the worlds of Robert Crichton, go to www.patreon.com/Robert Crichton. And for as little as only a dollar a month, exchange rates vary, you can get additional bonus features and audio stuff.